You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bob, there's treats galore out there today.
I know.
Not because it's my birthday, but there's treats galore every Tuesday. Limits, tell people about the subs.
Tim's Corner Market. Oh, man. I had this great BLT, except I don't eat tomato. So I took the tomato off, so it was basically just lettuce and bacon.
So a BL.
Yeah, a BL. Very good. And I have a nice little ham sandwich here as well with some chips.
Bob, was it selfish of Limits to take two sandwiches before the whole class got their first?
Maybe. You know, I mean, the fact is he's always first in line. So no one would know if he takes one or two.
That's true.
If you wait until later, you may get none. So yeah. He's thinking ahead of time. And normally there's some leftovers, so he's probably fine in doing
what did
so.
You get? I got the BLT.
Just the turkey.
Oh, my gosh. Does that look
it's good? Too big.
Oh, boy.
It's delicious, but it's too big.
Oh, boy. I'll share it with you. And there's also banana bread that somebody out in the main area.
Oh, cooked. Paul Rasmussen does Paul a great job Razzy. With the banana yeah. bread.
Justin Crinkulent, Bob. Brian Bacco has changed positions. He now gives himself a close-up. What is going on here, Bob? Have you seen the monitor?
Yeah, he changed.
Before, he was
no
sitting back by the
library.
Right. Everything's changed. Why, Brian, is the question.
It's like a game of Clue. I was in the study. Now I'm in the map room. So I just want to keep you on your toes, Joe.
All right. Brian Batko, I should say, of the Post-Gazette. You can read his stuff at postgazette.com. Who's still on the bubble? What intrigue is left here with the Steelers' cuts?
A lot of guys. And some of them are on the bubble less for the roster and maybe more for are they candidates to go on injured reserve? And that's a way that they could, you know, still be on the team but not be one of the 53. You know, looking at the secondary, you know, Beanie Bishop, James Pierre, Corey Trice, all three of those guys, I think, are sort of, you know, whether it's two dogs for one bone or three dogs for two bones, whatever. You know, the wide receiver position is another one that needs to get sorted out. You know, Robert Woods in the mix. You know, the rookie Keyshawn Williams, who was their only punt returner in preseason. I assume Calvin Austin will take that job, but, you know, he's working his way back from injury too. And then the O-line, you know, you've got your starters set, but the backups are starting to sort themselves out. Dylan Cook seems to be the first man gone there.
I wonder about this quarterback position, too. And I think I already know what I've said this all along. I think Howard's going to be on the team, unless that finger is something that they could utilize in an IR kind of situation. Where do they see Skylar Thompson at this point after his preseason? And again, we know what preseasons can mean, but he took advantage of every opportunity. And I don't know if he would have gotten those if Will Howard were not injured.
Yeah, I don't think he would have. I think he would have been getting the Logan Woodside mop-up duty, and any success that Skylar Thompson would have had, we all would have just came in, you know, the next Sunday or Monday and said, well, he looked good in what, four or five snaps. And, you know, that's a nice little thing for him, but he ended up being a central figure in the preseason. And yeah, I don't know if the Steelers even anticipated that from Thompson. So that does remain to be seen with Will Howard and potential for injured reserve. I was a little surprised that Mike Tomlin came right out and said yesterday that he's nearing full participation. You know, I put up a video of him doing the kind of Russell Wilson mock game. You're avoiding a pass rusher. You're stepping up and you're shuffling side to side. So he's probably got to work on, you know, keeping his conditioning up too, even once he's able to throw the ball again.
Yeah, and I, you know, who knows? I was thinking when the Raiders were looking for a backup that would be a perfect fit for Skylar Thompson if they wanted someone, they said, with experience, as Pete Carroll said. Do you think at any point they talked to them about a potential trade? And if so, it would have been less than a fifth-round pick, I think, what they got for Kenny Pickett.
I think my answer is going to be the same as when, you know, it's always the question of, hey, is Omar Khan inquiring about potentially trading for this player? Yeah, I think he makes a ton of calls. I think Omar Khan spends the bulk of his day on the phone and trying to work the rapport that he has with the 31 other GMs. And sometimes you're the team potentially acquiring. Other times you're the team trying to get a draft pick back for somebody who you otherwise are just going to let walk right out the door. So, yeah, I mean, someone like Kenny Pickett, he's got more draft pedigree, a lot more draft pedigree than Skylar Thompson. He's younger than Skylar Thompson, probably a little better size than Skylar Thompson. But yeah, I think that's just a situation where you'd love a taker to come in and give you something, right, anything to add to your stash of picks for next year for him. But there's players getting cut all around the league. Put it this way, there's probably 10 to 12 teams that have their own Skylar Thompson.
Yeah, there's also guys available for trade still, it's seemingly, around the league. And two of them, these stories have arisen in the last, I don't know, week or so. Alec Pierce is one, Jacoby Myers another. That's two available receivers for trade. How would you compare and contrast those two? Which one would you rather have, considering new contracts, the cost in terms of the return? Which one would be preferable for the Steelers? Would you go after one of them, Brian?
I don't think Alec Pierce is going to be traded. I'm not really sure where that came from. I think the Colts are actually pretty high on him. So that's somewhat of a non-starter to me, or at least it would take a lot to get him from them, because he's been very productive when he actually gets opportunities. He's kind of like a Mike Williams type. He averages 15 or 16 yards a catch because he's a little bit of a one-trick pony getting downfield, but that can be useful for an offense. So Myers is interesting in that, you know, there seems to be some discontent from his side with the Raiders, which, if I'm Vegas, I'm like, wow, this is a great time to bring this to the table. It makes Cam Hayward look downright punctual with his contract tension. So I don't know what's going to go on there. I think it's probably some leverage to get them to try to pay up for Myers. But yeah, I'd say of all these candidates, he's maybe the best combination of, you know, could actually help this team and be an upgrade at receiver and not break the bank. But man, guys, I still think that Omar Khan and company, they're relatively comfortable with the group that they have there. And they certainly don't want to pull from all these picks they've amassed already for 2026.
So I wanted to ask you about Cam Hayward. Is that story now written? Do we know that there's anything that happened, to give him the so-called sweetener he was looking for, now that he has made the first move in that he returned to practice? So where is this over as far as we know it, Brian?
I don't think it's over. I think when it's over, Cam will come out and eventually say that. When he returned to practice last week, he also made himself sparse in the locker room. So I don't know that he really wants to address that. And maybe that's part of the strategy, is kind of keep the outside world guessing. I mean, if anything you want to say about him, he's certainly accomplished that over the last near month here with all of these actions and some of the words. It's sort of hard to put your finger on what Cam Hayward's thinking or what he's doing or where he feels like he is, if he's winning this little tug of war or if he feels like he's on the outs with everything he's attempted here.
All right, Brian. How about Aaron Rodgers? He told the Pat McAfee show he was pretty sure this was going to be his last year. And now the latest quotes coming out are, you know, he's going to leave it wide open. And I think this was during an interview with Adam Schein on Sirius XM on Monday. This is what it is, actually. I don't know, Rodgers said, of retiring at the year's end. I'll reassess all that in the end. I signed a one-year contract, so there was nothing in there about playing longer than 1 year, but we'll see how it goes. You'd love to have success and be healthy, Rogers said. We can start there with health and have some success and enjoy it. You know, make a run. That would be special, and then we'll figure that out come next February. That's a little bit of a shift there, but I always thought that he was leaving this open for next season. I mean, if he plays well and he feels good, why wouldn't he? How do you feel?
Yeah, I'd say a little bit of a shift, and I guess part of me wonders, did he not like that everybody ran with what he said on McAfee? Because actually, Will Graves asked him about that, whether it was at minicamp or one of the first times he talked in Latrobe, and he kind of said, like, oh, I'm, you know, like he just said on this podcast or Sirius or whatever, like, yeah, I'm not sure, we'll see. And that is a different tone than he took when he was asked about it on the McAfee show. Maybe part of him is like, hey, I don't really want this to become my farewell tour and detract from the team effort here in the Steelers. Let's just leave it open-ended. And, you know, that way I won't be getting questions about every single week. Hey, is this going to be the last time you do this or last time you face this team? It's going to happen anyway. It kind of reminds me of Ben's final season where it wasn't exactly definitive, but we all kind of knew that it was the last ride. So I'd still be surprised, Joe, if this isn't the final year for Rogers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
But I guess you never say never.
I want to ask you, Brian, about the running back room and what you think they're capable of doing after, you know, watching just a little bit of them in the preseason. You can never really make conclusions on that. But, they really need to run the ball. They want to run the ball. It does so many other things. Can they be as successful without Najee Harris with Caleb Johnson?
Yeah, I think they can. I think it's going to come down more to scheme, play calls, dialing it up at the right time if you're Arthur Smith. And then above all else, the ability of this young offensive line with a couple guys in new spots, a couple guys in more elevated roles to actually blow people off the ball and move defenders in the run game. Because, you know, I think there's only a select few backs here who can be their own blocker at the NFL level and really elevate a run game almost single-handedly. Your Saquon Barkley's, your Derrick Henry's, Christian McCaffrey, if he's right again with whatever he had going on. A lot of the other guys, I mean, there's levels to it, but you're going to get what's blocked. You're going to try to make that first guy miss. You're going to try to take it all the way to the house if you do have daylight. I think Jaylen Warren, Caleb Johnson can do that and probably even have a higher ceiling doing that than Najee Harris did. But, yeah, it's going to come down to more than just, you know, are those guys better, quote unquote, better in a vacuum than Najee? There are a lot of different factors that go into that. And that's why you see very few running backs getting what they want on the open market to begin with.
Bob, may I engage Brian in a game of free association?
It's one of those games people look forward to.
I take that as a yes.
It is, yes.
All right, Brian, here we go. Which wide receiver will the Steelers pick up, if any? Give me somebody who will get cut. Give me somebody they'll trade for. Give me a name, if any.
I'd probably lean toward none, but sure, I'll say Jacoby Myers. Why not? He at least wants out. We know that.
Max Hurlman goes to the practice squad. Yes, he doesn't get picked up by somebody else. He clears right through there, doesn't he? In fact, he hurdles everybody on his way there, doesn't he?
Yes, Max Hurlman hustles his way to the practice squad.
That's a good move.
A great move. Yeah, like Skylar Thompson gets cut.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say Will Howard to IR.
Holy horse follicles. Bob, were you aware he said that earlier? Did he say that earlier?
He brought it up as an option, but I thought it was the number one way it was going to go, that he was going to go on IR and then Thompson would have a spot for now.
Well, what about Tomlin saying he's okay or he's going to be back very soon?
We'll see what they do. I don't
know. Tomlin says a lot of things, Joe, as you know. He says guys are day-to-day and then they are week-to-week. He says guys are week-to-week and then they're out for the season. He says Najee Harris got stepped on and 6 weeks into the year, we find out he had a steel plate in his foot. So I think Tomlin, you can only put so much stock into those pressers.
Good point. Touche, Bob, right? And that's why we pay Brian an eight-figure salary, right?
I thought it was nine.
That starts next year.
Okay.
Okay. Most touches or more touches in the opener, Jalen or the other guy? I don't know why I'm forgetting his name. Caleb Johnson.
Jalen Warren.
You say that definitively. Did Caleb Johnson have a disappointing summer?
No, I wouldn't say that. Unfortunately for him, the fan hype train and expectation machine always gets thrown out of whack with these guys, whether it's him or Will Howard or Roman Wilson last year. Like, I don't think he was disappointing. He was a third round pick. He had some good moments in the preseason games. He had some less than ideal moments in the preseason games. I'm basing this solely off of one guy was playing well into the second half of exhibitions, and the other guy didn't even have to put a jersey and pads on until the third. So I think there's a pretty clear vision for how they're going to divvy up that labor off the bat.
Bob, he's heated up here, Brian Bacco.
He is heated up. He's ready to go, and I like that.
But me too. That's why he lifts all them weights. Brian, let's get to the point here. Okay. Everybody, you know, guessing and conjecturing, if that's a word, on, you know, who the red zone target's going to be. Jonnu Smith's going to be all over the field. He's going to play a lot of positions. Freiermuth really going to benefit this year. Mount Washington's going to be in the red zone. Jalen Warren can catch the ball. Caleb Johnson can catch the ball. Gainwell is really good as a third down back. DK Metcalf's going to catch a lot of balls. Calvin Austin's coming on. Roman Wilson's, what are there, 19 footballs in the game? And now they're going to bring in another receiver. So let's cut to the chase. Let's cut to the chase. It's third and goal from the 4-yard line against the Jets. Third and goal from the 4 with the game on the line. You have 5 linemen, last I checked, and a quarterback. That leaves 5 other players. Who's on the field?
Ooh, I like that. All right. DK Metcalf,
yes,
is the lone receiver.
Okay.
I'm going to say Jalen. Wow. Yeah, Jalen Warren is going to be in there for the threat of the run.
Okay.
And then I'm going to say 3 tight ends: Pat Freiermuth, Jonnu Smith, and Darnell Washington.
One might go in motion.
That's another reason why, when you asked about give me a name of someone, a receiver who's going to get picked up or claimed or traded for, I think I just lean toward them. You know, you never say never. Omar Khan, you know, he's unpredictable. He does things that we would only dream of in franchise mode on Madden or in our fantasy football league. So I never rule it out. But if I had to bet, I just don't think they're going to acquire another receiver, because how many targets is the number 2 receiver in Pittsburgh even going to get this year? You just laid out all the other mouths they have to feed.
Plus, those are all big bodies. And every single one of them is a matchup problem, I think.
All right, let's cut to the chase on defense. We can talk about, you know, there's 77 defensive backs they have here, 3 of whom
We've got a move, Joe. We've got a Steelers move.
What do we have?
Robert Woods is out.
Bobby Tree. Bobby Trees is gone,
that's,
Bob.
That's not a surprise, right?
No.
Brian, you're not looking at that as a surprise.
I'm not surprised, but I had him on my projection just for the veteran trust. But, yeah, I was certainly doubtful of his role when he was playing in the fourth quarter against the Bucks at 33 years old. But I still just thought, with Calvin Austin a little banged up, that maybe they'd keep him around. But hey, this could be good news for Calvin Austin.
He's not out of the woods yet, is he, Bob?
No.
You like that horse? All right, it's third and 10. for Justin Fields and the Jets. It's 3rd and 10 with the game on the line. Steelers protecting a 4-point lead. We've heard about all of their defensive backs. In fact, Joey Porter thinks 3 of them are elite, including himself for some reason. How many defensive backs are on the field in that situation, and who are they?
I'm going to say they're in nickel. So we'll say 5 defensive backs, and they are Darius Slay, Joey Porter on the outside, Jalen Ramsey roaming as the slot inside corner with Juan Thornhill and Deshaun Elliott as your safeties.
Fair enough, Bob.
And that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, and then it's going to be very different. What will happen on that third down is that Justin Fields will look, find nobody open, tuck it away, and see if he can outrun people to the end zone.
Or have 3 guys open and overthrow or underthrow all of them on the same play. Thank you, Brian. What a wonderful man
Brian,
you've become.
Really nice outfit. Got to compliment you on that.
Thank you. Happy birthday again, Joe. Hope
Thanks.
It's a good one.
Appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Brian Batko, Bob.
Look at that. That hour went fast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.